88.1. I'm Tom Hall. Welcome back. If you're a tech nerd, chances are you need not be told that today marks the beginning of the International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. More than 3,000 companies from around the globe have set up shop to show off their latest gadgets and gizmos. But these days, CES goes far beyond being a gadget show. It's also a major showcase for electric and self-driving cars, video-equipped drones and robotic equipment, security systems, and wearable fashion tech like smart shoes. Well, if you have no idea what smart shoes are, join the club and listen up. Mark Saltzman is a syndicated journalist who writes about all things tech. He hosts Tech Talk on CJAD Radio in Montreal, and he joins me from the Consumer Electronics Show bright and early in Las Vegas. Morning, Mark.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So I got to start with smart shoes. What are those?
Well, as the name suggests, they are wirelessly connected shoes that send information to a nearby app. So what they'll do is they'll calculate your, it's kind of like having a Fitbit in your shoe, if you will. So it calculates things like your distance traveled, your estimated calories burned, how many steps you've taken or stairs. It's got the ability to, you know, detect if you've gone up and down stairs, which is a different metric altogether. And then some of them can actually self-tie themselves, just like Marty McFly in Back to the Future. So,
self-tying,
you know, there's a few
shoes.
Different companies here.
Is there one particular category that is sort of stepping up this year that hasn't stepped up in the past?
So in terms of technology that has debuted in the past, but coming into their own, I would say 4K. So this refers to this next generation of video that has four times the resolution of HD. So instead of 2 million little dots or pixels that make up the image, it's more than 8 million. So there's a lot of new TVs here that have 4K with high dynamic range, which adds even more visual, you know, sort of integrity to the picture. So like better color and contrast and brightness, more ways to capture 4K and more 4K content, which is really important. So I'm at the Sony booth right now, and they've got a new TV called the X930D, which is just jaw-dropping. So this has all of those features, including Android operating system. There's a AX53 4K handy cam. So if you are a hockey mom or a soccer dad, you can capture all the content from the bleachers with 20 times optical zoom with 4K quality. So you play it back on a TV. It looks lifelike. It's four times better resolution than HD. So I would say 4K in terms of technology that has debuted in the past, Tom, but it's really going to come into its own in 2016 for your listeners. The next TV that they buy will be 4K in all likelihood, and, you know, a lot more content on Netflix and Hulu and other places in 4K.
Interesting. And the car companies are really stepping up. It used to be the car companies unveiled all their new stuff at auto shows. Now it seems that they do it at consumer electronics shows.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a big trend that we've seen over the last couple of years. And even though the Detroit Auto Show is around the corner, all the big car companies are here showing off their self-driving cars, the safety assists, you know, using technology like sensors and radar and cameras. And they've got more CarPlay, which is the ability to connect your iPhone in the car or Android device, and even built-in Wi-Fi hotspots. So all the car companies are here showing off this or alternative fuel. It's amazing. Ford was showing off their Sync 3 next generation infotainment system that works with a number of apps in and outside of the vehicle. So like you can open up an app on your phone, and because it's a connected car, you can see things like mileage. You can see things like, you know, you can do remote start, remote lock, all that. That's all becoming standard with a lot of these vehicles. So there's a lot of that here at CES, for sure.
We heard a report this morning in NPR that Ford is actually starting to think of itself not so much as a car company, but as a mobility company. So they're really even sort of rebranding themselves. And thinking,
interesting.
You know, that is interesting.
Yeah, they've had a number of announcements this week.
Yeah, and virtual reality, of course, continues to be big. There's this product called Oculus, which I guess is owned by Facebook. And I guess virtual reality is becoming something that's much more common than it was just a few years ago.
Sure. It's still reserved mostly for early adopters, you know, gamers like myself. Oculus Rift is going to be starting its pre-orders today. HTC Vive is here at the show, which is a virtual reality headset coming in April that also has a front-facing camera. So you can, you know, grab your drink while you're playing a 360-degree game and see what you're doing. Plus, it comes with these controllers that you actually lets you manipulate virtual content. So you it's kind of like gloves, if you will, but you hold these things and you can actually touch and manipulate the stuff you see in your eyewear, which is pretty wild stuff. Samsung Gear VR is doing really well right now. That's the only major player that debuted just before Christmas. It's $100, and it works with a Samsung phone, one of the four sort of compatible phones. So VR is becoming very hot for early adopters. And speaking of Samsung, I've got in front of me here this Galaxy Tab Pro S. This is the world's thinnest Windows, basically, it's a tablet, but it comes with a keyboard and a trackpad that magnetically connects to it. It's thinner than an iPad Pro, and it's thinner than a Microsoft Surface. It's only a quarter of an inch thin, yet it is a full Windows 10 device from Samsung that is amazing for both your 9-to-5 life and your 5-to-9 downtime. You know, first when you need the keyboard, and then when you want to use your fingertip on the touchscreen.
And it all just gets smaller and thinner and you know, just more compact. What about affordability, though? Does it get cheaper, I mean, as these things develop?
Technology as a whole does get more affordable over time. We were talking about the connected car earlier. You know, these automakers aren't just putting in that tech in their high-end vehicles. They're trickling down to even their sub-$10,000 cars, you know, that have Wi-Fi and CarPlay and Android Auto support. So that's the good thing about technology. A 4K TV that might have cost $5,000 a couple of years ago is now, you know, $1,900. So that's the great thing about tech. Now, CES is, you know, a bit of a different animal because it's a window to the future of technology. So there's not often prices associated with it just yet. You know, some of it is more, you know, just to show that it can be done. There's a very funky USB drive here that is from a company called LaCie. They're now owned by Seagate, and it's called the Chrome A, and it looks like a piece of art. It was designed, in fact, by Neil Poulton, and it is the world's fastest USB drive. So I don't know how much this is going to cost, but it's gorgeous, and it delivers the fastest speeds possible, a 4K video, a two-hour 4K video in under a minute, which is that's just leaps and bounds above what, you know, USB drives can do today.
Sure. And of course, we all just get more and more used to, you know, the ease of this and the speed of this. I mean, I wonder, is there any end in sight? I mean, with a 4K TV, for example, you know, last year it was 2 million bits and now it's 8 million bits. Is next year there going to be a 16 million bit television out there?
Yeah. So 8K TVs, there are a couple here on the show floor. But it's still early days. It's just a showpiece. It'll never come out over the next 2 years. And, you know, where's the content as well? There's no point in investing in that kind of a television when there's nothing you can watch on it. But definitely 4K is the next big thing in TV because of the content that's readily available. You can even create your own 4K content, like I mentioned with that Handycam. So, you know, and some smartphones can even shoot 4K now. Not, you don't get the optical zoom, of course, but the stuff is mind-blowing.
It is indeed. And Mark, we appreciate your giving us a little time from the floor of the CES, and have a great time at the convention this year. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Tom. Appreciate it as well.
Mark Saltzman is a syndicated journalist and radio host who has written for a slew of major news and technology publications. He's written dozens of technology books, too, including the Apple Watch for Dummies. He joined us from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. We've got links to more information on our website, wipr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, more on President Obama's executive actions on gun control with the director of the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, and the movie mavens, Jed Dietz and Ann Hornaday, share their picks of flicks. I'm Tom Hall. We'll see you Friday. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
He got 13 channels of a wrestling coming in strong from a satellite sim. 200 function remote.